station.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. It's 1930 UTC. I'm standing under some high power lines. Maybe you can hear them crackling. Zzzz. Which means I'm out at my secret mushroom grounds. Taking off my sunglasses. Putting on my mushroom finding glasses and my mott spotting glasses to no avail. Or at least I should say, I don't know what we're going to find, if anything, today. I'm looking down into the creek for marmots. There's been some high water recently. I can see motty dens, but I don't see any motties. That's okay. Alright, well, there's some old dried up and freaked out oyster mushrooms on this log here, and oh, there's something down on this log down here. Am I gonna be able to get down there? Not really. What are those? There's some mushrooms on that log. They're very nice. They're those orange things that we've been finding on logs occasionally. So there's lots of bicyclists out here today. At least 3 or 4 cars worth of them. A guy just went riding by. So now you understand where we were, or where we are. I was going to go to Herrenhaven today, as usual. But when I got down there, there was a car in the parking lot. And I thought, let's just go somewhere else. Then, of course, I come to the place that has more cars, but that's beside the point. The point here... Ooh, I think I found a deer track. Yeah. The point here is that I had a good time last night watching my under-20 women's football. Football. And you know, I don't know what it is. Actually, I kind of do. I've been thinking about it. But the thing is, I would rather watch under-20 women's football than regular, what they sometimes refer to as senior level football. This would be the national teams that we think of. And like I said, up until like last night, I couldn't figure out why I preferred the younger kids. And the play is just different. I was sort of analyzing it last night. And what I've come to realize is they have better ball pace when they're younger. They being football players. And so I've really been enjoying this under 20 stuff. How's the wind? It's a little bit breezy today, but not as bad as yesterday. It's probably all right. Other than that, it's partly cloudy. It's sunny right now. And again, about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, around 15 degrees Celsius. I'm having a good time walking around. Do-do-do, looking at little birdies doing stuff. That's about it. Looking for mutts. Looking for any other types of dudes. And trying not to get hit by bicyclists. So, in other news, in non-football related news, you may remember a couple days ago I mentioned I got some new channels on my TV. The cable company apparently added, as best as I can tell, about 3 new channels. Well, not new, but just new to my tier of cable. Nick Jr. is one of them. Sundance Channel is one of them. Something called IFC is one of them. There may be another, I don't know. But the interesting thing is, was I watching one of them last night? Yeah. I was watching one of them last night, briefly. And near the top of the hour, they were talking about, you know, how television stations will do playing this month on IFC. And they show you a bunch of clips from movies that they're going to show this month on that network. And to make a long story short, apparently they're going to run Rocky Horror, the original Rocky Horror Picture Show, not the new Fox/Disney one. So I'm kind of excited about that. I'll have to pay attention, see when it's on, and give that a view. I have not seen that in quite a while, and so that'll be an interesting treat. What else did I do last night in entertainment? I watched one of my favorite terrible movies, Drive Angry, starring Nicolas Cage, who I just love. Who doesn't love Nick Cage? Nick Cage and, what's that chick's name? I looked it up. Amber Heard. She's kind of cute. Probably would be better looking with dark hair. But of course, that is only my opinion. You might remember me talking about Drive Angry in previous episodes of this show. And the truth is, I didn't really sort of watch it. I just had it on when nothing else was on and I was doing some other stuff. And I would look up every once in a while to enjoy my favorite parts. I'm looking down into the creek here and it's kind of sludgy and weird. It's sludgy and glorpy and gloopy. Usually this water is pretty clean. Oh, wow. I'm looking across the creek here and there's a dead tree. Wow, and it's got oyster mushrooms running all the way up it. Big clusters of them. Oh, I hear a bike. Oh, it's going the other way, plus a big doggy. That's a big doggy running on the trail. Maybe he's a lab. He looks like a nice puppy. He's having a fun run, running in front of his owner, who is, in fact, riding a bicycle. So, you know, I guess that's fun for dogs. Lots of stuff's fun for dogs. All right, so I'm approaching another marmot den. And I can tell from here that there's no marmots in there. Just because the hole hasn't been cleared away and there's tons of leaves blocking the entrance. Doodle-a-doo. All right, gotta make sure nobody's coming here. Ow. Ooh. My heel is still weird. Can't figure it out, but it hurts less today than it has in the past, so that's good news, I guess. Oh, yoga. What else have I been doing? Nothing. The emeritus gave me some stuff to paint. He said, here, paint this. I will give you money. So I said, okay. But I haven't painted any of this stuff yet. The weird part is I have until April to get it finished, so it hasn't been a priority for me. Oh, I heard another bike. Oh, not on my trail. Okay. I'm standing in Polypore Bend, looking at some beautiful, beautiful fresh oyster mushrooms. They're very nice. I kind of need to get out of this area before these bikers come around. Unless they take the long way, in that case I'm probably safe, but being as I don't feel like being crashed into, by a crazy bicyclist. I'm gonna kind of hustle through the bend here. Look down in here, look down into the creek for mates, because there's some dens right around here. Hey, this hole kind of looks like it's... Is this hole clear? Geez, hard to tell. I mean, it's like partially clear. Like maybe there's been moths in it, but not in the last, 48 hours. Geez, we haven't seen any moths out here in a while. What's that all about? Seems impossible. Look at all these moths dens. And I'm at the pit of despair. And I can see the far cliff wall. And there are lots of mati holes and little mati trails. But I don't see any matis. In the spring, you can walk by here and you can see matis sticking their heads out. Matis running around over here. No matis today. All right, well, that's sort of boring. What's going on? I don't even hear anything. Huh. Alright, so we'll just keep on walking. And here's the funky tree that is just an arch. It's a dead tree that has fallen over. It's got oyster mushrooms and all kinds of other stuff on it. Old oysters, though, not like those freshies we saw a minute ago. Oh, yeah. Climbing up over logs is fun. What else do we got out here? Here's our big puffball log. Here's another big puffball log. Here's some old oysters. Yay, so fun. Look at all those puffballs. Yeah, here's some fairly fresh little oysters, nice little cluster. And here's some more old oysters. Okay, well, ooh, there's some oysters. That's oyster mania. Hey, there's an interesting little path over there. On the other side of the creek, I'm looking for marmots. And I just don't see any. Where the heck are all my matis? I don't know. Well, what are we gonna do now? I don't know. I guess we can just keep walking up the path here. I'm still looking down into the creek looking for my mati buddies. I'm not seeing any. Where's my mats? I guess we are getting into the time of the year when they might start thinking about hibernating. But come on. It hasn't gotten nearly cold enough to freak them out or send them into hibernation mode. It's been 60 degrees every day for a week. And it's been fairly warm overnight. Last night it was very warm overnight. At about midnight or 1 a.m. I started noticing, gee, I'm not as cold as I should be. And when I woke up this morning and looked outside, I noticed it was very overcast. And if it was overcast overnight, that means all the clouds held the heat in. And so, warm again today. And warm overnight. A couple nights ago it got down to 35, which was a little bit more in keeping with the seasons around here, but other than that, it's been a little warm, it seems like to me. I could be wrong. What do I know about the weather patterns of the place I've lived in for a couple of years. All right. So now we're gonna walk along the access road and get back on the path. What else was I gonna tell you? What other items of significance have there been lately? I don't know. I do not know. Oh, I think I see another oyster mushroom. I'm back on the path here, and we're coming up to some logs. And I think this log has got a mushroom on it. Oh, it sure does. And it's an oyster. Oh, it's a pretty big one. It's about 6 inches in diameter. Call it 15 centimeters. One big lobe, and there's another big one underneath it. Pretty nice. Pretty nice. Oh, it's a lovely mushroom day. I'm trying to get in as much mushroom action in my life right now. Trying to get in as much mushroom action as I can, because pretty soon it'll be winter, and pretty soon I'll be sitting around in my house complaining about how I want to go outside and look for mushrooms. If you've listened to this show long enough, you are already familiar with this pattern. Ow. Tripping over. Jeez. God, walk much? Only a little. Not professionally. Man. I guess I really need to spend more time looking down. I keep tripping over things today. I do not know why. Oh, what else have we got going on here in Tobeland? Oh, geez, that made me think of this. Now, driving over here, I have to drive by a gas station. And this isn't a gas station that I like to buy gas at, but it is a gas station where I like to get my lottery tickets. And the only reason I like it is because there's never anyone there. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of waiting in line. So, you know, I tend to go to places where I don't have to do that at times at which I don't have to do that. I'm not a big fan of waiting. And so, driving over here, I noticed that there's a whole lot of vehicles, cars and trucks parked in the gas station parking lot. And I thought, wow, that's really weird. How could they possibly be so busy? Then as I got closer, I realized that they are rebranding the store. They have taken down the awnings and the fascia and most of the signage, and they are replacing it. And this gas station used to be called Eddie's or something of that nature. And then it actually changed hands, but they kept the name and it was just under different management. And so now I don't know if it has changed hands again and they decided to rebrand the place, or if the current owners are just deciding to rebrand, or who knows what. Why is this significant? It isn't. It is not at all. But now it's something like Fast Gas, or I couldn't tell. They only had like one sign up, and so I thought, oh. And that in turn reminded me that I still have 2 coupons for free lottery tickets that I need to use before the end of the year. And that's, 45 days out? Huh. I gotta get on that, because I will forget, and I will just hate myself if I forget to use these free coupons. Always take a free bet, people. Always, always, always take a free bet. There's birds chirping around here. Even if you are anti-gambling. Oh, I'm morally opposed to gambling, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. But a free bet isn't gambling. Because remember, the definition of gambling is purchasing a chance to win something of a greater value. Free bets are not gambling because you're not purchasing a chance. You have no risk. You can't lose. If you lose the bet, that's no money out of your pocket. So, by definition, it's not gambling. So now, saying that, get out there and gamble, people. No, I do not advocate gambling. And I don't really consider myself a gambler. I do occasionally like to play gambling games. And I've often considered being a professional gambler. Because, to be perfectly honest, I'm pretty sure I could pull it off. However, the thing that holds me back, the one reason why I do not become a professional gambler, is only because I don't have all the gambling opportunities I need to have to sustain, you know, professional gambling. We do have some casinos here. We've got legal casinos over in Iowa, and this is just a 10-minute drive. These are river boats. Plus, we do have Native American casinos on reservations. And there's plenty around here. I don't have to drive an hour. And there's plenty more where that came from. What do I feel like doing now? Let's go over here. But casinos are the last place you want to be if you are a professional gambler. Why? The margins. The casino is the one making money. You're going to have a very difficult time finding advantage play in a casino. It does exist, but it's rare, and the casinos are going to do everything they can to make sure that you do not find these advantages. Yeah. Still, if you want to go to a casino, I can only tell you, the only advice I can really give you is play blackjack. And if you want an advantage, you're going to have to learn to count cards. If they catch you counting cards, they are going to throw you out, but, you know, maybe you can make a profit before then. The other thing is, if you're going to play craps, don't play craps anywhere where they're not giving you free odds bets. And whatever the free odds bet bonus maximum is, take it. Take it every single time. Why? Because it's free odds. They are not making any money off that bet. And there are some casinos where you can even have bonuses there. I'm walking out to this funny little point, this funny little peninsula, and I'm overlooking the big creek. Do I want to go all the way down there? Not really. But this is a lovely view. Maybe we will go down there. Yeah, so take your free odds. Make sure you ask one of the dealers or the boxman or anybody there what the free maximum free odds bet is. I gotta do some bushwhacking here. In some casinos you can find ridiculous free odds bets, like 100 times your original bet. And if you're betting a buck, yeah, you need to put $100 down. Oh, there's some big oysters over there. Too bad I can't get them. They're on the other side of the creek. Oy vey. Yagada yagada. I don't see any matis. Where are all my damn matis? Ow, ow, ow. This is a mati trail right here. Where's all these matis at? All these sticks are in my way. Okay. Gambling. The truth of the matter is, if you want to make money gambling, you need to be gambling head-to-head with somebody else. And you need to be giving them unfair odds, just as a casino gives their players unfair odds. Tobe, what are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. Well, casinos shave their odds down to make their money. For example, in roulette, the odds of you hitting any particular number on that wheel are about 36 to 1. However, they only pay 32 or 33 to 1. So you're not getting your fair share for your risk. And that's how they make their money. That's how you need to make your money too. So I'm walking across the parking lot back to my car. It's still a lovely day, but now my fingers are all cramped up and I can't reach my keys. Okay, you know, I'm good. Here we go. See if my car will open up. Oh, open on the first try. Whew, that's rocking good news. Ooh, there's a big bird over there. Is that a crow? I think that was just a crow. Jeez, last time we were here, we saw that owl and we saw that red-tailed hawk. That was awesome. Okay. I am back in my car. My pants are trying to fall down. But now I'm good. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that, because who knows what wackiness we'll get up to. I'm not sure what day this is. I think it's Thursday. Is it Thursday? I'm not paying any attention. Where's my calendar? If this is, in fact, Thursday. Coming up next, we will hear the sound show, genre mix, and discussion with MJT. So stay tuned for that coming up right after I shut up. So, I guess that's about all there is for me to say. I will see you tomorrow. Where's my... There we go. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.